This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028. Briefing Media New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery. Mr. Vaishnav said Cabinet has also given nod to declaration of Madurai Airport in Tamil Nadu as an international airport.
Today, Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji took the decision in the Union Cabinet to approve Madurai Airport as Madurai International Airport. So this will become a full-fledged international airport. This will bring connectivity from various parts of the world. There is a huge industrial cluster around Madurai, automobile, rubber, chemical, granite. So this will be a major change in the entire development of Madurai and Tamil Nadu.
Meanwhile, Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, today approved the revised total capital cost of 3,630.77 crore rupees for the construction of greenfield connectivity to Jewar International Airport in the Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh from Delhi Faridabad Ballabgarh Sohana Spur of the Delhi Mumbai Expressway. The CCEA also gave its nod to the development of a four-lane corridor from Badhnawar Petlawad Thanla Timarwani section of NH 752D. The CCEA has approved two projects of Ministry of Railways to construct fourth railway lines in West Bengal and Jharkhand. The Centre has invoked the Essential Commodities Act 1955 amid the prevailing situation in West Asia to regulate the production, maintain supply, equitable distribution and availability of natural gas for priority sectors. As per a notification of the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry, the priority of supply of natural gas has been given to sectors including domestic piped natural gas supply, compressed natural gas for transport, LPG production including LPG shrinkage requirements and pipeline compressor fuel and other essential pipeline operational requirements. Meanwhile, Indian Oil Corp. Limited, Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited and Bharat Petroleum in the social media post have said the steps have been taken to enhance LPG production and prioritize its availability for domestic consumers and essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. The Lok Sabha has taken up the discussion on the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Congress MP Dr. Mohammad Javed moved the resolution when the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon. Mr. Javed also alleged that Mr. Birla failed to maintain impartiality needed to command the confidence of all sections of the House. Participating in the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju negated the opposition's allegations, saying that Speaker Om Birla conducted the functioning of the House in an impartial manner. Discussion is underway. Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP K. Lakshman said that Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill has uplifted the lives of people in villages. Participating in the discussion, Congress MP Rajani Patil opined that the allocation for rural development in the Union Budget is not sufficient. The discussion remained inconclusive. After completing today's business, Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Supreme Court has asked the Election Commission and West Bengal government to provide full logistical support to judicial officers involved in the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state. The top court said the Chief Justice of the High Court can form a bench of former Chief Justices and High Court judges to deal with appeals and ask the poll panel to issue a notification for setting up an appellate body to deal with the appeals against the judicial officers' decisions in the SIR process. Benchmark domestic equity closed nearly 1% higher today. The Sensex jumped 640 points to close at 78,206. Swiss Open Badminton Tournament began today in Basel. India's star shuttlers Kidambi Srikant and Unnati Hooda will spearhead the Indian challenge in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.